Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we'll be considering Revelation chapter 8, verses 8 to 13. The advertisement is fulfilled. Let's look at that passage, beginning with verse 8. Then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. And a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. A third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. And I looked, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of the heavens, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound." These verses demonstrate very powerfully that God rules. Every detail of prophecy will happen. Just listen to Joel chapter 1, verse 15, into chapter 2, about verse 11. It was written, prophesied 800 years before Jesus Christ had come. Joel chapter 1, verse 15. "Alas for the day, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as destruction from the Almighty. Is not the food cut off before our eyes, joy and gladness from the house of our God? The seed shrivels under the clods, storehouses are in shambles, barns are broken down, for the grain has withered. How the animals groan. The herds of cattle are restless because they have no pasture. Even the flocks of sheep suffer punishment. O Lord, to you I cry out, for fire has devoured the open pastures, and a flame has burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field also cry out to you, for the water brooks are dried up, and fire has devoured the open pastures. Blow the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. A people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will there ever be any such after them, even for many successive generations. A fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them like a desolate wilderness. Surely nothing shall escape them. Their appearance is like the appearance of horses and like swift steeds. So they run. With a noise like chariots over mountaintops, they leap. Like the noise of a flaming fire that devours the stubble. Like a strong people set in battle array. Before them, the people writhe in pain. All faces are drained of color. They run like mighty men. They climb the wall like men of war. Everyone marches in formation, and they do not break ranks. They do not push one another. Everyone marches in his own column. Though they lunge between the weapons, they are not cut down. They run to and fro in the city. They run on the wall. They climb into the houses. They enter the wind at the windows like a thief. The earth quakes before them. The window, the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars diminish their brightness. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? Jesus repeated the prophet. He repeated the prophet Joel in just two verses. In Luke chapter 21, verses 25 and 26, where he said, "And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken." Now, the fulfillment of that prophecy is revealed to John. An ecological nightmare. This is literal interpretation. We saw hail and fire destroy a third of the earth's grass and trees, not to mention blood raining down on the people. That was the first trumpet. These next three trumpets destroy a third of the earth. The second trumpet, verse 8, "Then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. And a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed." What does that picture? Well, obviously a falling meteorite. The sea as blood? Well, that's very similar to what happened in the Nile River during the Exodus in Egypt. Sea life died and vessels were destroyed. The third trumpet. "Then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch. And it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water." The name of the star is Wormwood. "A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter." Fresh waters were poisoned. How? Probably from the gases of the burning star. Many men drank the water and died. The fourth trumpet, verse 12. "Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened, a third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night." The physical elements above the earth were affected. The sun cut by one third of its light, as well as the moon and the stars. What's the effect? About 8 hours of complete darkness every day. Much of the earth is destroyed by fire. Does that sound familiar? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. The apostle wrote, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up." I'll tell you what. Personally, I see great hope in this passage of the trumpets. God's word is completely trustworthy. Verse 13 is a horrible announcement of what is next. "And I looked, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, 'Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound.'" Trumpets 1 through 4 affect the earth, and 5 through 7, the inhabitants on the planet. We'll look at those last three trumpets the next time. You have a great day.